Hare Krishna. So now Krishna is going to speak about something which is very, very important to all of us. That is, how abominable is sense pleasure and how these actually give rise to various miseries. So let's see that in shloka number 22. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonnyaya evate adya antavanta kaunteya Nateshu Ramate Buddha. So here Krishna is saying that Yehi Samsparsha Ja Bhoga. So the intelligent people, they understand that Dukkha Yonava Evate. They don't get into activities which are sources of Dukkha. Dukkha Yonaya, which are sources of misery. And they also understand how these miseries are coming. Samsparsha Ja Bhoga. The enjoyment that a person does on the sensual platform, using the senses, because of that all these problems are coming, miseries. And he's so intelligent that he understands adhyantavantah. O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, he understands that such sense pleasures have adi and anta, start and end. Nateshu ramate buddha. Buddha, he is very, very intelligent. Nateshu ramate. He does not take delight in them. So very, very strong verse which talks about how a person who is there on the elevated platform, a self-realized person, does not take any delight in sensual pleasures. Material sense pleasures are due to the contact of material senses, which are all temporary because the body itself is temporary. So we have senses and sense object. So as soon as senses come in contact with the sense object, say eyes, they want to see beautiful things. When the eyes come in the contact, you know, with some nice, beautiful object or a person or whatever, then comes sense pleasure. This is very clear. And another thing that we need to understand is, it's all temporary. So all the senses are firstly temporary. This body itself is temporary. Forget about senses. This body itself is temporary. So whatever pleasure that we get through these senses are completely temporary. Completely temporary. And whatever is temporary, it's almost like illusion, we can say. You know, where it's temporary, it will just go off. It will just go off and we'll not find it again, you know, where it is. So it is said that a liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary. Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures, how can a liberated soul agree to enjoy false pleasure? A person, you know, who is realized, or at least who is marching towards liberation. So such a person is the one who is searching for something permanent. Not temporary thing of this world. He understands that everything is temporary in this world. Why should I get involved in anything here? Let me look up to something which is higher, which is permanent. And there is lot of sense when we think of getting something which is permanent. All the time we are stuck in this temporary world with temporary things and temporary pleasures. At least sometimes we should think that how can I get a permanent asset in my life? How can I get permanent pleasure in my life? Such is the thought process of a person who is very, very serious in self-realization. Here a nice shloka from 5th canto, 5th chapter, 5th chapter, 1st shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, my dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure while in this human form of life. Such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, the hogs. So it's very clear that animals do same activities like what humans are doing. Yes? Currently what humans are doing. That is eating, sleeping, mating, that is sex pleasure, and defending. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. These are the four activities that animals are doing. If humans also start going to do that, use all the intelligence, use all the innovation and everything, just for making sure that these four activities are happening, then tell me, what is the difference between a human being and an animal? Human being is a special soul, sorry, is a special body that was given to us. This human body is a very, very special body. Because only in this body we can actually break the cycle of birth and death. In no other body we can do that. No other body. But then in the human body, which is a very, very special body, if we do the activities of an animal, then what we will be called as? Animal, simple. A two-legged animal maybe, without horn and without a tail. So this is a very important meditation that all of us should have. Why am I working so hard? Is it really needed? Animals also getting the same pleasure, I'm also getting the same thing. What is the difference between the two then? So let me think about something higher. We always give the example of a tractor and a Mercedes car or some high posh car. Now just imagine a person uses a very costly and a very posh car for tilling the field, plowing the field. And tractor is used for long drive. Now just imagine what we'll call that person as. Very, very unintelligent, isn't it? Same thing is with us. This human body is like a very, very posh, costly car. So this has to be used, you know, for something higher. And the animal body is like a tractor, you know, so they will do something which is lower. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So we have to understand which one we are supposed to choose. Only if we choose something higher, we can be blissful in our life. As soon as we choose something lower, we'll be very much miserable. Why? Because we are spiritual living entities. We are on the higher platform already. But when we look down and we do lower activities, we become very, very miserable. So what are we supposed to do? Rather, you should undergo penances in this life by which your existence will be purified, and as a result, you'll be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. So we have to do some austerity. We should do some penance. But the austerity and penance in Krishna consciousness is very blissful. So what is that? Chanting, reading, hearing, having prasadam, associating with devotees. Everything is blissful. Susukham kartum avyayam. Everything is susukham. Everything is giving bliss. Everything is giving happiness. But then we have to take the determination. No, I will do devotional service every single day. This determination is missing when it comes to many, many human beings in this world. So this determination that yes, every single day, without fail, seriously, I'll practice devotional service. This is what should come, you know, in the minds of each and every serious spiritual candidate. And when this determination comes, he'll start practicing. And with that practice on the spiritual platform, surely he'll be above the animalistic platform. Yes, he'll no more be equal to an animal. Here it is given that those who are true yogis or learned transcendentalists are not attracted by sense pleasures, which are the causes of continuous material existence. The more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries. So some person might say, no, you people keep speaking so many things, we will not follow all that. Okay, don't follow. Who is telling you to follow? Don't follow. But then what will happen? The person will just keep getting entangled in this cycle of birth and death all the time. And he'll keep suffering and suffering and suffering. Nothing else will be there in his life apart from suffering. Maybe a little bit of happiness here and there, and lots of suffering will be there. So it is said that the more one is addicted to material pleasure, the more one is entrapped by the material miseries. So a sadhaka, that is all of us, should become free, you know, from, you know, all these miseries, from which is enacted by these three modes of material nature. How? By two things. First, the combination of intellectual conviction, and second, the higher taste. Intellectual conviction is very, very important, you know, where we are very much convinced, and with conviction we are practicing bhakti. And second, higher taste, that will automatically come by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So the bottom line is, every single day, sincere and serious practice of devotional service should happen. We should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day. We should read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, hear discourses on Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam from realized souls, and accept only prasadam. We cannot put anything in the mouth apart from prasadam. Yes. Only the food that is offered to Krishna, that can be accepted. And we should find some association of devotees, you know, who are very fired up, who are literally very eager to attain Krishna. Such association we should find and associate with them. Then yes, that day will come when we will also come to that platform where we'll realize, enough of these sense pleasures. Now let me taste something higher. So after, you know, having said all this, now Krishna is going to talk about, there's so much of tolerance that is needed, right? One should tolerate the sense desires. So if someone tolerates the sense desires, what will he actually get? Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.